There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast.
On the left.
That's when the cannibalism started.
What was that?
Look upon me and weep with envy. The green-eyed monster does turn his head.
That's not the same.
Shakespeare wasn't real. Shakespeare was Sir Francis Bacon. Do you know that?
I didn't.
His team of 16-year-old boy slaves. Thank you, David Icke.
All right, that's Marcus. I'm Ben. And then with us, as always.
Can you see my reflection in a curtain of a hills and a hair slide?
Hey, I'm Stevie Dix. Stevie Dix here. Uh-oh, I have an empty mouth. That's a bit of a problem.
It is. Fill it up, buddy. I can see how you got the last name Dix. You really inhaled those things, huh?
Yeah. I love it when balls are so big they hit me in my throat.
Oh, wow.
Fucking sucking a man's dick.
I saw a small porno that was similar to that last night.
Well, I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry that that continued.
It's fine. I liked it.
I'm Henry Zabrowski.
Hello. Henry, we got a lot of research you've been doing.
What
are we going to be talking about today?
Begins already. I don't know why. I get snotty when I come in this office. I think we have a mold issue, Marcus.
No. It is your nasal cavity.
I think we have a mold issue.
It's something smells weird in here, but I'm pretty sure it's bone marrow.
Yeah, that's probably true.
That's what I'm allergic to. It's all the fucking bone marrow particles flying through here.
I mean, there's a lot of disgusting things flying through here. You could
I have a lot
of
congestion going on.
Yeah, that's true.
That's me breathing normal.
It is weird, and I just want to say this to listeners. When he's off air, he sounds nothing like when he's on air, and
this
he doesn't
is my
make
persona.
Disgusting sounds. Yeah, your persona sounds like an opera singer who was just like thrice divorced, smoking about a pack of cigarettes a day, drinking a six-pack of Modelo's.
I will be Romeo. They will allow me to be Romeo in the Metropolitan Opera.
Get Larry out of here. Yeah, he's
back.
I
will be Romeo.
Oh, Juliet.
He's still got that sweet voice, though. He's back.
Ben and Marcus didn't sleep. I slept. And so I'm fucking full energy.
Yeah.
Full of possess.
I am not in the mood for it.
Stevie Dix.
Stevie Dix.
What are you talking about? Everybody loves Stevie Dix.
No, there's always time for Stevie Dix.
All right. So I've been listening to a lot of Coast to Coast recently because of the wonderful gift that I gave myself. And it keeps on giving and giving and giving.
And that was your subscription to Coast to Coast, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. I love it. I love the show. I've been calling in. They don't take my calls.
Why don't they take your calls?
Because I'm just going, like, I pick up and I go, woo, woo, Florida State. Florida State.
F-L-O-R-I-D-A, Florida State, Florida State, Florida State.
Hang up on that guy.
Yeah, and they screen me.
Yeah.
I get screened out. Next time I'm just going to go,
am I live? Am I live? Am I on the air? Oh, this is great. I always wanted to be on the air.
And so recently, I decided I've put the David Icke book down. We've been talking about this. I've been bringing it up a lot in
about, you've been reading it for about 9 months, and you've gotten to page
180.
And how long is the book?
About 400 pages.
Okay, good.
I'm giving it a break. I'm giving in, David Icke. You beat me with your wall of facts, okay? It is very difficult to
read.
But
the next page has all the answers on it.
I know this. No, I'm skipping ahead to the Princess Diana chapter next week once I'm done reading some just fiction. I'm just reading some normal fiction.
Okay, good.
Because this isn't fiction. I can't deal with the hard truths anymore.
Uh-huh.
So you
uncovered a recent hard truth, though, now that's very interesting.
Oh, my God, am I at the bottom of something big.
Man, I wouldn't say this is a hard truth. I say this is a bit of a comforting truth.
Actually, what this is finally some hope for humankind. Yes.
Okay.
Up until this point, we have been the puppets of the reptilian agenda.
That's right.
Up until this point, what we are is the genetic hodgepodge of reptilian DNA and the brown people that live
here. No, that's the scientific term.
No.
Genetic hodgepodge.
Well, what do you call it when, like, let's say you just have like a pile of eggs on a plate and you jack off on them?
Milky mishmash. Milky
mishmash.
Yeah, I know that one.
That's what we were. Right, and now we became into the warrior apes who were supposed to be. We helped dig out the gold, and then we helped them for a certain period of time. It's come to my attention.
The reptilians we helped for a certain period.
The reptilians, of course. It's come to my attention, ladies and gentlemen, that there is a resistance movement. against the reptilian agenda, and the war is going on right now.
Really?
The war is going on right now.
Well, this is exciting.
And the progression, light is winning. It is an inevitable victory for the light energies.
Mm-hmm.
Right, there is no way, there is no fucking way the reptilians are going to ever be able to conquer the pure positivity, life force that we are generating using specific points on the Earth's energy grid that surrounds us like a loving pair of mother's hands. Right?
Very nice.
That if
comforting.
You control certain key points, we will get the proper 60% energy overflow that we need to do to turn over the reptilians' reincarnation machine, which is what allows them to re-put themselves into the various important Jew families in the media.
Oh, whoa. Lost me in the Jew families.
Yeah.
What does the reptilian machine, this machine that you speak of, what does that look like?
Well, no, the reptilians are
a reincarnation machine.
It's technically called the incarnation grid.
Incarnation.
And what it is that they, because reptilians in life, we're going to start again from the beginning with a little taste of what we're talking about here. The reptilians, the reason why they can't show up like in their full form is because of our dimension, right? So they appear.
Oh, that's
like,
why they don't just show up.
Yes, because we can't. They can't appear physically in our dimension.
So
right,
how do we know that they're reptilians,
Marcus? The thing is that there is particles in the air. They show up on Earth as microscopic particles in air, and they
shart situation.
Yes, yeah.
Situation.
Yeah. Yes. All right. If you smell
shart.
It, if you smell that sulfur smell, every time you're near me, right? And let's just say I had like 9 pounds of cabbage for dinner,
pounds.
Mixed up with cut up hot dogs, like I like to do.
Oh, yeah,
I call podcast fuel, right? I do a little explosive shart, and you feel that thing. Yes,
I love that you eat like a DeLorean from Back to the Future. That's really great.
But that they appear as microscopic particles, and that we inhale them, and they attach themselves to our life force, which is even more deadly than anything else, and turn us into things, these beings called archons, which is the physical representation. So we're looking at people like the Jew Rothschild family. We're looking at
the physical representation of what?
Of the reptilians, like, taking over human bodies.
Okay.
This is what David Icke was talking about, the fourth dimension windows.
How is this different from Scientology?
No.
Don't bring Scientology into this.
It sounds a lot like Scientology.
This is reptilians. This is
something
else.
Tachyons and archons
sound
very similar.
Different. Very different. Yes, because tachyon is Scientology, right?
Yeah.
What is it? What is tachyons in psychology?
Tachyons are the ancient evil god was destroyed on Earth, and then he was exploded, and then when he was exploded, it went up into the Earth as particles, and now the only things that are preventing humans from becoming true light beings is the tachyons in our body. So therefore, Scientology, through giving Tom Cruise money, you can be free of tachyons.
Let's just say it's not unlike that.
It has much less money behind it.
Oh,
much
so
less
let me
influence.
Go back. Let me go. The actual impetus for basically, I said I listened to Coast to Coast AM for 4 days straight. Marcus got the last call. I was sitting by myself. I was packing my house. I moved out of my house, and I was sitting and packing and working on stuff. And I was also, while I was on set, I would sit and listen to it on my headphones. And people would be like, "Hey, what are you into?" And I was just like, "Bigfoot's a spiritual energy creature." And they're like, "Thank you, Henry. You got to be on set in 5 minutes. Thank you." And I. which is it's difficult because AM puts you in a frame of mind,
right?
Maybe more susceptible than normal.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. But at the same time,
some would say it turns you foolish.
No. I'm talking about opening my eyes to what is going on in America today. A man came on named Cobra.
Is this mostly an American situation?
Definitely.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
It's happening all over the world. I mean, London is still the beating heart of the Illuminati.
Yeah. Sure.
They, that's where they
the
are.
Royal
that's where they
family.
That's where they live.
Okay. Well, that
because,
makes sense.
Like,
I believe
that. Because Prince Charles and the other bitch, they fucking take off their skin.
The queen.
They like. they both have. Because what's weird is in the reptilian family, like the men and the women have penises.
Oh,
but the thing
something?
Is that the penis from the man reptile just fucking jams its way into the penis of the female.
So it's a thinner
reptile.
Penis.
Yeah, like, no. Same size penis. It just one fucking forces its way inside the other fucking penis, and then it shoots its fucking black, hot, boiling sperm
and that's
up into their egg sacs, and then they shat out all the fertilize eggs through their cloaca.
Well, I also watched a very similar porno to that last night.
Oh, yes. Stuff. Oh, yeah. It's called Slime Eggs.
Yeah,
Slime eggs, bitch.
Yeah, a reptilian queen's tale. It was very, very impressive.
Well, so a man named Cobra came on who could not reveal his true identity. Because
his mother was right next to him.
No. Because they talk about, and with the light resistance, the people really fighting these reptilians is that they, it's not about the messenger. And they never want the message, the pure message they're trying to send forth to be sullied by any sort of personal characteristics of the messenger, right? Because it's not about that. It's not about personality. It's about the big picture.
Yeah.
And he is saying that right now in the streets of the world, right, they're going out there and we are fighting one by one a war against the Archons in order to – which is essentially a gigantic game of Risk.
Yes.
Right, and the idea is that the reptilians –
what's
using,
Cobra's position in this war?
Cobra is the human – like represented. He's the PR guy.
Okay.
But he also can't speak his voice. So on Coast to Coast, they put him on and he was just going like, yes, yes, John, when you're good, you do not know, you don't, yes, yeah, positive energy. We use the positive energy to contract against the Archons. And like,
that's a really
John
great
Bell
voice.
Kept
yeah.
saying, like, all the time John was just like, hey, man, we can't understand you. No one can understand. Because you couldn't really understand him in any way, shape, or form. But then the masking thing on the, whatever it is, the voice changer kept breaking. So it'd be in the middle of going like, yes, anyway, you always start meditation techniques, and then it was just like turned into, and then we went down to the Egyptian pyramids, blah, blah, and then you hear like silence, and then is the translation machine fixed? Is it fixed? Is the masking program fixed? I cannot continue unless the masking program is fixed. I was fucking dying, but basically. Using 45-year-old women's money and energy and time.
Oh, yes.
They have these packages. When I put that, that was a part of the thing I put up on my Facebook profile, this thing about Kermetic trips through Egypt, which is this idea of the way that we kind of touched a little bit of this on this last time, how there's now a school of thought believing that, you know, it's not in the David Icke universe. It's that there was back in the day, ancient Egyptians had like use of sound energy, and then the where the pyramids were placed was using like in order to capture free energy from the energy grid that surrounds the earth, which is like the ionosphere essentially. But saying that the ionosphere is like a grid and that you put important things on the crossovers, like on the matrices of the grid, and then what you can do is you can harness that energy and you can use that, like the Egyptians did, to create sound technology that lifted the pyramid blocks and put them into place.
Is that where ABBA came from? That sounds very good.
Waterloo, Waterloo,
go. Oh, man, that would be such a – that's an awesome fucking weed video idea. Just that like is. That, just like seeing ancient Egyptians use their fucking sound technology to float rocks in the end. But basically, what Cobra and his followers do is they put together these package trips.
Yes. Little brothers.
I love it. They put together these travel packages to go to Egypt. And what they do is they lie their ways inside the Egyptian pyramids. And what they say is that the core belief of this resistance movement is that they have been using channelers, using people who basically say that an alien shows up in your brain and talks to you.
Right. Okay.
Basically saying,
my alien sounds like Lawrence Taylor.
I know.
Crazy.
That.
It is, yeah. Get out of bed.
It's Arabia. But he basically he said that they will reveal the true plans from these a group of Pleiadians and Andromedans, which is like anti where the reptilians are from in Nibiru. These are people that don't they believe that Earth is a crux on their bigger energy grid, on the even like the universal energy grid, is that even though we're this far away, we're this bumfuck redneck planet because we're in the middle of nowhere, that they say that, well, this is a very important part on the universal matrices, that fucking energy
so
grid.
So they're
fighting for it against the reptilians because the reptilians essentially are just parasites. Like they just go from place to place, suck up all the bad juju, suck up everything that they
and
can.
And what do they do with the energy?
Hmm.
They are evil.
Yes, yes. No, I see now. It all makes a lot of sense. So Palladians and the reptilians.
I literally looked for that answer for like a while. I was like, oh no. I was just like, in the end, I was like, well, what's the fucking end game?
What's the end game? Yeah.
There is none. There is no end game. It's just global domination. It's just they're just in charge.
Yeah.
Which you already are.
Yeah. You could argue.
But this all started. So basically, he said that, like, and so what he does is he charges these, like, 45-year-old women. They go with him and they occupy the pyramids. Because the idea is that it's like a game of Risk where you want to occupy territory. Where the reptilians started way, way, way back in the day using the guise of, like, the Catholic Church, like David Icke always talks about, and using, like, building giant monuments on important points of the fucking energy grid allows you to, like, gain access to the energy grid and then, like, kind of take over the fucking thoughts of the planet. Like, you can, like,
sure.
The vibes.
Curses! We cannot use the Great Pyramid of Giza! Kathy is there!
Kathy is there!
Ah!
Oh, no, and she brought scones! And all the positive vibes created by these delicious scones are driving me insane!
Hey, Cragnor, what if we just ate one of the scones?
No, 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 no. We must remain mad and evil.
You know, I can just go out and get a scone.
No! No, we must remain hungry for scones. That's what will allow us to reach the end of our most insidious plot.
Hey, Archon, what is the insidious plot?
Shut up! He's just torn apart by a bunch of razor wire.
And that's the last time anyone questions my insidious plot.
So they go to Egypt to occupy these areas in order to win them for the light side. You go, you pray in them.
For the light side.
And then what you do is that you create these sort of spirit circles that allow you to welcome in the alien starships from Pleiadians and Andromedans because they need a physical, like, anchor in this dimension. And this is all real. And this is all stuff that Cobra said with his other guy. I forget his name. It's like Robert Pucci or something. He's got this horrible name.
Wait, he doesn't have a code name?
No!
It's Cobra and Robert Pucci?
Yes, literally. His partner did not have a code name, and he was just like, the whole time, John Wells was sitting there going like, well, why don't you have a code name? Why is it so important for him to be secret? And he's just going like, it's the message that's important, not the messenger, John.
Yeah, but
he's like, what someone are you talking just about? You don't have one.
Someone could just go and torture John Pucci. Or they could just look up the financial records of the man who owns portal2012.blogspot.com.
You can never
get even buy the website.
No,
he's still .blogspot. I mean, I don't know if we can trust
this guy. This is his own
guy.
Personal blog. Read the latest thing so we could show everyone exactly how far we're getting in the war against the alien forces.
Yeah, all right.
This is the latest update.
2012portal.blogspot.com.
I put it on the last podcast Facebook page. I'm going to put more. I found... It goes pretty deep, guys, and I actually think that this may be a last podcast breaking story. I think that we're the only ones who are going to tie all this together.
Yeah.
And it's true. We have this resistance movement because they don't really bring up David Icke when they talk about any of this stuff.
Hmm.
And so this is the other side. This is the
fight.
Oh,
so them fighting against reptilians, this is your theory.
Yes. but they bring up reptilians.
Oh, they do.
They call them
okay.
Archons, and they call them Draconians.
Oh.
But the idea is that this is like it's... It's the same storyline. I don't know if maybe they read The Biggest Secret while in a particularly, like, upset frame of mind. You know what I mean? Because that could also happen.
I mean, sure, I got a feeling Cobra spends a lot of time being upset.
I think that Cobra is working at the fucking comic book store right now.
Yeah, it's like his mother, like, overcooked the bacon.
I was like talking about how, like, when our buddy Nick Chivarella wanted all of us to call him Viper, and I was just like, yeah, fucker. I think we called him Faggot. I think that was became his new nickname.
But it was like,
but the Cobra, like, just showing up, he's like, hey, I'm Cobra. Like, you're Cobra? Yeah, sure. Sure thing, Cobra. You're right.
Yeah, we're going to call you Juice because you're drinking juice. I don't even know why.
Well, here's the newest update from the Etheric Liberation from Cobra. There is even more progress being made.
The etheric archon grid in layers between 110 feet and 8.6 miles above and below the surface of the planet is slowly, and in some cases not so slowly, disintegrating due to actions of the light forces, and there are more and more light beings present in those etheric layers. In the meantime, the innermost surface etheric layer, up to 110 feet above and below the surface profile, is still pretty dense, with few occasional cracks in the matrix.
Which seems though, but you just said pretty dense with few occasional cracks in the matrix.
Right.
And it just seems like it's filled with cracks in the matrix. And what's the matrix? That's fine. Let's keep going.
The main problem remaining is the etheric elf harp technology.
That is a big problem.
Which keeps the matrix okay, in so this layer in place.
So I want to know more about the etheric elf.
So he, a part of where this really believes, and this echoes David Icke's as well, which is talking about how the reptilians are in charge of the incarnation grid, so they allow themselves to get into places of power where they need to be.
Right.
And he says that the light aliens also do that on their way, but they do it like where, like Robert Pucci, whatever the fuck his name is, the reason why he was reincarnated to where he was is because he was a really good friend of Dr. Fred Bell, who we'll talk about soon, who is a first generation contactee. From one of the Pleiadians.
Yes.
But the idea is that the reptilians have reincarnated their way into like into parts of political power, and they've used that in order to okay all of the HARP technology research, right? And then that HARP technology is what helps strengthen the reptilian hold on the power points on the world's energy grid.
Well, number one, I just want to say you and Glenn Beck need to have a crazy off, and I want to see that debate, and I think that Glenn Beck might actually turn to your side. But so what are the Palladians then doing? How do you fight these reptilian? I mean, obviously you
positive
have
positive vibes
and so occupy.
It's just some sort of hippie positive vibes?
Yes.
That's it?
Well, and there are several tools that are used in order to help accentuate these positive
vibes. So what's
one of
the
tools? If you actually want to look at
any of these. Well, I'll give you some Pleiadian technologies.
Let's hear them.
Now, these are things that have been channeled through Dr. Fred Bell, who died mysteriously in 2011
of a heart attack. Okay.
Yeah. All right. So, I mean, because in the end, it's like.
Can we just all agree a heart attack is the least mysterious?
No. Or the most mysterious.
Ah, yes. And that's exactly how this entire thing worked. Yeah. It's the least. No, or the most.
Or
oh,
the
interesting.
Most.
Okay. I never thought about it opposite. So what are some...
And so these were channeled to him. He is he is an engineer. Mm-hmm. He says he's a doctor, but I mean, I don't really see really where the total proof is that he was a doctor. He also said, what was the part of the bio? Like he said, I forgot what alien he was speaking to, too. He was working on DDS-32.
That would be DDS Form 332.
Ah.
Yes, he was one of the first to bring the awareness of it. And I looked it up, and you know what? Surprisingly enough, there's not that much information out there.
What's
DDS. Because of the fucking cover-up.
Yeah. What's the little information that we have about it?
Well, the little information that we have out there is that DDS Form 332 was used by the military to report to the higher command of any unidentified aircraft activities.
Oh, okay.
Once this profile was processed in a Strategic Air Command Center, an SAC...
It's a paperwork.
It's paperwork. That's all it is.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, so he just like generated the paperwork for
he
alien reporting.
Yeah. He was the print boy. He was the office bitch. Yeah. Well, that's great.
And
Dr.
Bell.
Fucking,
he was there on a fucking spreadsheet, like making a fucking whatever page maker. Like,
yeah. But he took his job very seriously.
He filed the official complaint of an international government cover-up to the general public of extraterrestrial activity over American skies. He filed a complaint. Here's where it gets interesting, though. In Dr. Bell's last years, he was still working with the government when the need arose to tell people about government form DDS 332. Just prior to 9/11, Dr. Bell was working with famed Dr. Stephen Greer in decompartmentalizing the various agencies that are working in concert with extraterrestrials on such projects as advanced propulsion systems and Star Wars weaponry. This project was known as the Disclosure Project and was being presented to the United States Senate on the very day of 9/11.
Again, that car turns up.
It's not, what was it, 9/11, like 2009?
Yeah. And the biggest thing was that the biggest roadblock is he dropped a cup of coffee in his lap on the freeway. That was what made it very difficult for him to get. I can't be in there. I can't. No one will believe me if I reek of coffee.
That is a good point, though.
Dr. Fred, you have written all your notes on a cocktail napkin that is soaked with whiskey.
That's because I was drinking whiskey, and I was at a bar. All right. So
this is the guy. He's been he was spoken with by aliens. Mm-hmm. He Robert Pucci, who is Cobra's fucking body man, was his research assistant, and Robert felt that he was reincarnated to this place in life in order to help the resistance movement. So, and Dr. Fred Bell is in there with some of the Palladian technologies that we need in order to properly fight the reptilian brood.
Here's something else. Here's a little bit of personal information about Dr. Bell. In his spare time, he very much enjoyed playing with toys, trains, and vintage cars. They were all a big passion for him, as were his beloved exotic birds. At one point in his life, he owned 8.
Well, he sounds like a real authority on this issue. All right, so what are some Palladium technologies?
Again, it's the message that's important, not the messenger.
Yeah. No, because the messengers all seem to be very lonely, sad, most
likely
obese people.
If you look at the facts of the messenger, it's going to take away from the purity of fact of the message.
Right. I agree.
All right, this is from tachyonis.org. These are advanced Palladian technologies. These are advanced healing technologies.
I think he's just using the word tachyon. I don't think they're Scientologists.
No. It's just a different. Yeah, it's same difference.
Yeah, because Scientology still talks about Jesus, right?
No. They're all aliens all the time.
I love them. Yeah.
As we're slowly approaching the long prophesized golden age, the Palladians have asked our core group team at Phoenix Group to start distributing their healing technologies to humanity. For this reason, we have gathered the best Palladian technologies currently available on the planet and offered them through this website. We are in cooperation with...
You can't seem to find them on Amazon, though. That's the thing. That's what's really difficult.
Yeah. We are in cooperation with Pyridine, Dr. Fred Bell's company for advanced Palladian technologies. He himself was a Palladian contactee and has received the design for the nuclear receptor directly from Simjase, a wise Palladian woman.
And at one point, he had 8 birds.
We are also in contact with a European inventor of tachyon technology that he has received directly from the Palladians. We are actively searching for large-scale distributors of our technologies. If interested, you can contact us directly at Phoenix Group email address for more information in the future.
You know when your time is right. Includes a begging for distribution rights.
It's sad.
Things are really
rough. But you know what? In the future, when the time is right and it's safe to do so for everyone involved, we are also planning to offer free energy designs through this website.
That's the thing. So like while they were talking on Coast to Coast, they kept talking about their free energy technologies and all this stuff. And they were like, and John Wells kept being like, well, how much does it cost? How much does it cost? He's like, well, you see, well, one day it'll all be free.
Nice.
You know, like kept saying they would never say. So let's go through what some of the items.
I want to clarify one thing. They were discussing these tools are supposed to be used in the Golden Age. What is the Golden Age?
The Golden Age was supposed to be after the Grand Portal was opened on December 21st, 2012. But there were problems in the energy grid. That's what Cobra said. It's that they went there. There was hinky-doos in the energy grid, which didn't allow the portals to be open. And then I'll get into the flack afterwards. After we talk about these technologies,
okay,
what happens.
From Pyridine.com, the science of the future, creating health and energy for tomorrow. That's their tagline.
Uh-huh.
First of all, they sell pyramid hats.
They amplify your spiritual energy.
Super fucking cool.
I want one.
Yeah, I mean, you can get...
Did you see the pyramid? I love the pyramid fruit bowl.
Yeah,
it's just a pyramid that you put over a plate of fruit.
It's called the Vitamid.
That's really brilliant.
Yours for only $89 American.
There's somebody who is dying of cancer and will die from cancer because he believes that's making him healthy.
Yeah, and the cheapest one you can get is the Fire Dome. That's $75. Ooh. But if you're really serious about your bullshit, you can buy the Chrysalidome with diamond dusting for the low price of $995.
Wow. It's kind of a lie there with the low part.
I just imagine him sitting in a couch somewhere covered in fucking Cheetos. He gets a boop, like a thing on his phone. He sees like order for the Chrysalidome and he's like, Oh, fuck, I gotta make one of these.
All right, let me tell you why this thing. Let me tell you why this thing is worth $995. All right, here's what it promotes. One, total crown enhancement.
Which means it's a nice hat. I mean, I'm going to start saying that every single time I see someone with a good hat. I got to say that hat gives you like 75% crown enhancement.
Not bad. Well, thank you, Henry.
Dramatically improves concentration, meditation, and creativity.
Mm-hmm.
It is inspired by the psychic enhancement work of Edward Casey and his studies of the Virginia Beach Sands.
They talk a lot about Edward Casey in all of this.
It also promotes aerospace technology using proprietary deposits of copper, silver, and gold.
And much like all the other hats, I made it on the toilet. Which is very exciting.
Can you also look up a book called Serpent of Light? I want to get that author's name, and this is another one of these. This is the guy who made the. I don't know if you're Facebook friends with me, look on my Facebook page. There is a thing there called The Hidden History of America, and you should watch it. It is written by this guy named Drunvalo
Melchizedek.
Yeah, and this guy
Melchizedek.
He is a direct contee of Thoth, which was the Pleiadian intelligence that Egyptians worshipped.
What was the name of that one fellow that you mentioned here that we were dealing with the hats?
Fred Bell.
No, not Fred Bell, the guy that you said that they mentioned a lot.
Cobra?
Edward Casey.
Oh, Edward Casey.
Okay, so what's Edward Casey all about? Is he too
much? We can do a whole episode on Edward Casey.
Okay, Edward Casey
in a future episode. is the one of the most important occult voices. He was a prophet. Like, he was a guy who was a psychic in the, early 1900s and stuff like that. And he is very famous. He is basically the beginning of all, like, where, like, Aleister Crowley was, like, the beginning of all, like, sex magic and, like, where Anton LaVey came from. He is where, like, all new age shit came from, like all the crystals and like all of this shit with the pyramid.
That's great. Yeah.
And you can buy crystals from pyridine.com. They have 28 different crystals that you can buy. You can buy the Atlantis on sale, marked down from $3,100 to $1,900.
What is it? Is it from Atlantis? Does it say that it's from Atlantis?
It says, Atlantis is an energy quartz master crystal sourced from Ron Coleman's mine in Arkansas.
What?
It features a twin...
Who's Ron Coleman?
I don't know.
It features a twin point and stands beautifully.
They keep saying these names like you're supposed to know them. There's always like these people just like, you know, and Ron Coleman's mind is brimming.
Oh,
with
you
Atlantis
don't know who Ron Coleman is?
Well, I mean, read my pamphlet, but can you give me $5?
I typed Ron Coleman into Google, and apparently Big Ronnie Coleman is an American professional bodybuilder who, that's not the right guy.
No, that's not the right guy.
Who owns a mine of fucking Atlantis gems. On Coast to Coast, you were listening to this guy. And then, so all of this is like, when you go deeper into the research, I have a fucking shit ton of research that I went through. And it's all reiterating same stuff. It's all very cuckoo-dooku bananas. And basically kind of like also referring back to
like
a lot of...
serial name. Cuckoo-dooku bananas.
But there is, there's a lot to, you know... kind of like talking about, you know, the energy grid and kind of talking about like the Earth's own Kundalini line if you're into yoga and all that bullshit, which I'm not.
Is it like a brassiere?
It's this idea that it's the chakras of the body.
Okay.
Like it starts with the fucking head of your penis and goes up to the top.
Every time you talk about chakras, you immediately go to your crotch.
Because that's the most important chakra, because that is where all creative energies are done. You see how I touch my penis like this?
Uh-huh.
Look it down. Look down. You see how I touch my penis like this? Right?
Yeah.
I'm literally touching my penis.
I know you are.
And what you do is you activate this.
You activate your heart?
You activate your penis, right? And because that's what David Icke was talking about. It's like the reptilians use sex rituals for bad, but the one thing about these light aliens is that they use sex rituals for good, which means they bang a lot.
Right.
They bang quite a bit.
That's
so it's
good.
Like if you want to get laid, go to one of the... Like seriously, I bet that these Egyptors with these 45-year-old women is fucking pussy town.
Now what Maybe. We have to go to now is the Portal Conference.
Oh, yes. And what I love about this is... So Cobra's identity is fucking secret as hell.
Right.
Because you never know who's going to find him. And again, you don't want to mix up the messenger and the message. But they also do paid conferences where they will show up and talk.
In London, Paris, Rome, Laguna Beach, Chiang Mai, Hilo, and Zurich.
And so, nice. But what they say that they do is that it's a locked room. He wears a mask. and then he says hello to you.
Is
like
it a cobra
like,
mask?
Yeah, like, ah, I wish. I fucking wish.
And should I, go should through, I do less go hissing? Through the, should I hiss more or less?
I don't know. Your name's Kerber, so I just go with whatever feels right, whatever your character is going to be.
I'm going to hiss.
I'm Stevie Dicks.
Now, let me say that the blog is 2012portal.blogspot.com. However, the conference site is portal2012.org.
And that costs like $7 a month.
Yeah, they're on GoDaddy with that one. Yeah. That's for sure.
All right, so this is a 3-day conference.
Now, this is what you pay for. You go meet Cobra, and this is
and
the agenda.
And do we know how much this costs?
It does not
I could
say.
Not find a
yeah,
price.
Could not okay. find
but
a price.
Then again, Ben, mm-hmm. when it comes down to the resistance against the reptilians, is money really an object?
Well, for me, it would be. Yes.
All right. So it starts Friday evening. Friday evening, introduction with meditation.
Cool. Totally That's groovy.
Totally groovy. That's just what happens
Friday. Just gonna be joints spread around. You're going to be fine. That'll be fun.
Saturday morning gets heavy real fast. Starts with the Saturday morning liberation of the planet.
Whoa, Jesus Christ.
On that, you get Galactic Wars and Atlantis.
Yes.
Sounds amazing.
Quarantine Earth and Archons.
I took Quarantine Earth and Archons last conference. Can I do a rest period?
You can do Forces of Light and Forces of Darkness.
Oh, that's great, great.
And
when
of course,
is free reading?
That's right after Resistance Movement.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. And then, of course, you get a break. Lunch.
Lunch.
Saturday.
How do you awkwardly segue from like Resistance Movement and saving the Earth to like, okay, well,
having ribs.
Yep, having ribs. Time for barbecue.
Saturday afternoon, the event.
Now, this is the other thing. They keep talking about this, the event. They keep saying that the event, well, once the event happens, we'll be able to offer these technologies for free, blah, blah, blah. The event was supposed to happen on December 21st, 2012. But what they said is that even though the event didn't happen, the December 21st, 2012 allowed significant building blocks to be made towards the event.
Mm-hmm.
Good. So, makes a lot of sense.
Good. On that, you get the planned removal of the dark forces, the new financial system. New advanced technologies, disclosure and first contact, planetary light body activation, event horizon, and, of course, galactic superwave and ascension plan.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That sounds cool.
And then that's it for Saturday.
That's
Saturday night. Time to get groovy.
Yeah, it's all just them sitting, like, quietly having, like, one beer in the fucking weird Motel 8, like, bar.
Exactly. Cobra bought one beer for everybody. That's it.
Yeah.
Hope everyone's enjoying that beer I got you.
Yep. Never forget who your Cobra is. Oh, man. He is so good to us. I love Corona.
Then after.
Find your beach. Snake on the beach. And
anybody get any mozzarella sticks? Anybody do this order of mozzarella sticks? I can't pay for this. I didn't pay for this.
Yeah, you can just see Cobra like lifting up his mask to have a mozzarella stick and looking around to make sure nobody's
saw him. It's a hot mozzarella stick.
So these Palladians, is there more?
No, there's still Sunday, man.
Oh, still Sunday.
Yeah. You wake up Sunday morning. Starting on a positive note, planetary liberation and you.
Yeah.
Your mission, the life you were meant to live. Joining the light forces, deprogramming the masses. Planetary liberation, meditation, healing the timeline.
Now, the healing the timelines thing, I do not understand. I don't know what that means or what they're even fucking remotely talking about. No. can't even begin. Healing what? Timelines?
The timelines. See, that's the thing, is that the end game, I think the end game is that eventually they're trying to build a time machine to go back in time and prevent the reptilians from ever coming to Earth, thereby healing the timelines and going to a land in which Earth has always been positive.
I want in.
Yeah, it makes as much sense as
anything. Sign me up.
And then, of course, Sunday afternoon, it all winds down. Return of the goddess, experiencing goddess energies, and the goddess vortex meditation.
And that's just how to achieve clitoral orgasm.
And here's the legal.
Everybody break out your rabbits.
Come on, girls.
AdamandEve.com.
Go do it.
Get some of your goddess energy goings at AdamandEve.com.
Go to AdamandEve.com. Input the code CCR for discounts.
Yeah.
And the legalese at the end,
Non-disclosure agreement must be signed by each participant. No photography or recording. Topics presented may be subject to change.
Which just means it could go from that to, like, how do we get Cobra's car started again? Helping Cobra pay for his utility bill.
Why does Cobra's car have so much rust on it? All right. Well, that's Cobra in the news conference. I want to know about these Palladians a little bit more. And
I mean,
how
it's
they
just the same thing. They're good vibe aliens. These are good vibe aliens. But what they're trying to control our future. They know that we're an important species to the universe, and they want to make sure that they can help control our development. So I'd like to end it with a little bit about how, like, so they open up the lines. Finally, they got done with not being able to understand them anymore. And so they open up the lines, and they had people call. And, like, one of the things that kept happening was people were calling and being like, hey, Cobra, I gave you guys a lot of money, and you said there was going to be big changes in 2012, and I'm really looking for something, and nothing happened, and you keep making excuses, and you keep saying that you say that there's, like, negative energy capsules that are keeping you from opening the portals, but it's getting to a point where it's like, I spent a lot of money, Cobra, and he was just like, you hear the people he ripped off, like... Of course, because he's ruining people's lives. Cobra's sitting around eating all the Wendy's he could shove into his Cobra mask. Right. Like, and like all the
debating different
guys.
Hiss patterns.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, these people, for as much as they loved him, they have rebounded in the exact opposite way, and now they hate him, and they feel, mistreated and abused.
Yeah, taken by him.
You know, but if you're going to get taken by Cobra.
Yeah, I just love the fact that there is a whole B story, and I'm going to go deeper and deeper and deeper into it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to join the resistance movement, because this is what they said. It's like one thing that they're looking for is they're looking for celebrity endorsement. They've been operating under a thing that's like they know it's time to start moving out and getting the word out, and they have a new – I forget what the term is. I forgot what it was. It was like some like – they're doing a conference in Hollywood, and they're trying to get these celebrities to come. And it's like, we petitioned Leonardo DiCaprio, and they were like saying all this stuff. It's like, we petitioned them to come and maybe like help us like shed some light on the movement, blah, blah, blah. We haven't really gotten any responses yet, but we think that if we keep pushing it and we're going to see, we're going to get someone like, we're going to get a regular, Pat Sajak.
Sajak.
That's what I'm saying. If I get something and I become a celebrity.
Your celebrity star is on the rise. You have a show coming out here, and you just filmed a movie. So I feel like you could be the face.
I think it's going to be me.
I think you're literally the only one with like mild celebrity credit that would do it. So it's going to be
and
you.
I'll get
just
some,
send him an email.
Yeah. And I'm going to get some crazy butt. Out of this.
So
much 45-year-old fucking primo tail. Because they get into their sexual prime later on. Yeah, they're looking different.
Sure.
You know, they're acting. They're sassy.
They're
all around. You know what I mean? Like, they've been there. They've seen and done it. You know?
Well,
but now it's
thing.
Me. Now they're seeing done me. A young lad like me coming in there, sauntering in there. Like a prize pig. Hard as the Dickens.
Why are you hard? Immediately hard, huh?
I'm ready to be the leader of the
looks
resistance.
Like Henry's
movement.
Playing with a chakra over there in the corner.
Bang!
Love a good boing noise. All right. Well, we'll get into some more names and some people that we talked about here in a later podcast. But
oh, yeah.
This is fascinating stuff.
But I really think we're the only ones talking about this right now. We're going to get in on it. If you want to join the resistance movement, send me an email. Find the Cobra. Talk with Cobra.
Yeah.
He's out there to be talked to. Read his blog. Comment on his blog. Hard.
Yeah.
Let's go at his blog and tell him we're behind him.
That's right.
And
support
we're with
Cobra.
Him. Yeah. Support Cobra. Because he needs it.
He will.
All right, because he had to hawk his fucking laptop.
Yeah, he's
the
not
other day.
Doing well. He is really not doing too hot. All right, well, that's Marcus. I'm Ben. And then that is...
Stevie Dix.
Stevie Dix.
I got cum in my nose.
Get it out. I like that cum.
Seen that happen.
Magoosalation.
Magoosalation.
Hail me.
Hail Gene.
Hail Satan.
Hail Satan.